Hello?
Hi, Kevin. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me, Kevin?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
Hi, buddy. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal, the law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a quick 5 minutes to have a chat with me, Kevin, about your case?
I'm actually out with the dogs now. I'm out of my park with the dogs.
Okay. When's the best time for me to give you a call back?
About just some questions we could move on, Morton. That's cool.
Okay. Let's see how we go, and if it gets too much, then we'll stop and I'll call you back.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, Kevin, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. My role is not to drag you over the statements you've already given us.
No.
It's more to find out, Kevin, how, the trauma you suffered in care has had an impact on you in your adult life.
Yeah.
Whether that be through the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sorts of drugs or alcohol issues. And then I'll write to those local authorities or those authorities, and I'll gather all that information as evidence.
Yeah.
Because we can tie all that back to, obviously, the trauma you suffered in care.
But I reckon because what happened in care, I ended up in prison until I was about 30 years old, and in outlaw until I was about 30 years old.
Yeah. What was you in jail for, Kevin, if you don't mind?
Robbery, firearms.
Oh, wow.
It was all violence, really.
Yeah. Time in prison. Do you suffer with any sort of depression, Kevin, or anxiety?
I think it might be quite. But I think it's with stress. When this court case was going on, I was taking loads of them. I had to change all my tablets and everything. I had to get a letter from my doctor as well saying that I couldn't appear in court because of my health.
Yeah, so due to stress. Have you had any sort of issues with drugs or alcohol, either in jail or out of jail?
No, I was mayor in the gym when I was in the jail. I didn't really take drugs. No, I was mayor.
That's good.
And I didn't drink.
Okay.
Because of the medication and my epilepsy, I didn't drink or that.
Yeah, or drugs. Did you ever see any sort of counsellor or...? I'm going to write to your GP, Kevin, see if we can tie the epilepsy back down to, obviously, stress and trauma.
Yeah,
Can I take your GP's details, please?
Yeah, we've got them. Can I send them a message?
Do you know the practice, the name of the practice, and I'll go and find it?
It's Loghaile Medical Centre.
Spell that, buddy, sorry.
Loghaile, L-O-C-H.
Yeah.
G-E-L-L-Y.
Okay. Okay, Medical Centre. Okay, but no problem.
Dr. Robertson.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll write to Dr. Robertson, I'll get all your medical records, I'll write to the local authorities of your time and care. Can you remember what local authority they would be in? The Ribbleton House, the Melbourne House, and the Rossi Farm? Where would you say with the local authority?
Local authority, yeah, I don't know.
What part of Scotland were you in?
Oh, I was in Melville Houses in Ladybank.
Okay, so
Rossi Farms, Montrose.
Melville House was in where? Sorry,
Ladybank.
Can you spell that for me, Kevin? Sorry, mate.
L A D Y.
Yeah.
Bank. B-A-N-K. Bank. Where's your bank?
Okay. Rossi Farmers.
Montrose.
Yeah, I can get that one. Was in
Montrose. And Rumbleton was going with us.
And Ribbleton was where, sorry?
Going with us.
Glen Rothus.
Yeah, G-L-E-N,
Yeah.
R-O-T-H. Yes. Rothless. Going Rothless.
Okay. So what I'll do is, when I get all that information from your timing care, Kevin, do you want me to share it with you?
I don't mind. I'm not really fussed. Just do whatever
you... It's your journey. I don't need to share it with you, but I can do if you wish.
No, I'm not really fussed about it. Just...
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Here's information. So what I'll do is I'll write to, obviously, the local authorities. I'll write to your GP. Once I have all the information, Kevin, I'll come back to you. Me and you will go through it together.
Yeah,
we'll make sure that all your statements are you're happy with all of your statements.
Yeah.
Along with your medical records, we'll then submit that to the Scottish Redress. Obviously, that then gives us the best chance of getting you the best outcome.
What'll
happen then, Kevin, is we'll get a panel date.
Yeah.
From the panel date, we'll hopefully get some recognition of what has happened to you and some, admission of guilt in the form of an apology or however which way that will come, as well as some financial compensation. That's going to take me anywhere between 6 and 10 months, Kevin, just to get you the information. So it's not a quick turnaround, pal. So I will obviously be in touch. I'll be in touch with you every month, to be fair, Kevin.
Just to update me. That's good.
Yeah, just to update you, pal. Check in, catch up. And I'll walk you through now till hopefully we get you a positive result.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Do you have any questions for me, Kevin, on that?
No, fine. That's cool.
Okay. I just need to, obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, Kevin, I just need to go back a step with you and make sure you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there for you before I progress your case. So option one is you can apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that. That would obviously entail, if you so wish, to gather your own evidence and present your own case. So that's an option for you. Option two is there are other law firms that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress scheme and won't charge you a fee.
Yeah.
What happens with them is they get paid direct from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 whether you win, lose or draw.
Right.
I can't legally discuss or divulge their practices and what they would do, but probably more importantly, what they wouldn't do for you. Also, I can tell you, Kevin, is we don't participate in that scheme. We won't get a handout from the Scottish Government. We don't want it. We've rejected it on multiple occasions. We want to enter into a joint venture with you on a no-win, no-fee.
Yeah.
What that means, it's then down to us to gather the evidence and present the strongest possible case we can.
Yeah, that's right. We'll use a debt trust in government.
Perfect. Just to let you know, Kevin, our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT. So you'll never pay us more than 20%, no matter how much time we spend on your case.
Yeah, man.
On the flip side of that, Kevin, obviously you've been in care. You've been through a lot of mental, fortitude problems and issues. We will never put you in any sort of financial distress either. So if we're unsuccessful, our insurance policy will cover our fees. So we'll never come knocking at your door for any sort of fees, Kevin. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, do you understand those three options?
Yeah.
Perfect. And you're happy for me to carry on with your case?
Yes.
Excellent. Just to let you know, Kevin, you do have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the time you signed any documentation with us. If you were unaware of this, I can start the 14-day countdown from now. Or you have the right to waive the 14-day cooling-off period. And what that means is I can get started on your case as soon as possible.
Yeah, just get started on my case. Yeah.
So you're happy for me to wait the 14 days?
Yeah.
Perfect. What I'll do, Kevin, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. You have my number now. Save my number. My name's Michael. If you need me for anything, give me a call. If you remember anything or something pops up or you just want to have a chat, I work for you, Kevin. So, I'm always at the other end of a phone call.
That's good. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for speaking to me. Thanks for being so brave. I'll be in touch, Kevin, in the next 3 to 4 weeks just to let you know how I'm getting on. And if you need me, call me.
Right, that's great. Thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you, Kevin. Enjoy the rest of your walk, sir.
Thank you. You too.
Nice speaking to you. Bye now.
Bye.